It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
All right, we are back. Part Dewey. There's a little throwback. Part Dewey. I think Pip found what she was looking for now. So
yes,
we lost Joe again, but I assume Joe will be back at some point, or maybe he took another nap. I don't know.
I'm back. I'm trying to get back on Zoom.
I don't know. I sent you the link.
It's Zoom link number 2.
Yeah, Zoom two. All right. So a judge says you can keep your guns. This was a Pip's blog of the week, a little controversial topic here. So a former New Hampshire police officer, an MMA fighter who was fired for repeatedly violating department policy, will be allowed to access guns while free on bail, a judge ruled. Ronald R.J. Letendre, a 47-year-old former Dover cop who was fired in August, can possess guns while free on felony charge of falsifying physical evidence for allegedly stealing drugs that had been seized by cops in 2016, Foster's Daily Democrat reported on Monday. Judge Mark Howard released Letendre on his own recognizance Monday, but issued a bail order stating the former cop and fighter can have guns and ammo if it's part of his work duties. The firearms prohibition does not apply to firearms possession during in the course of employment and only as necessary to fulfill the duties of his employment, Howard wrote in the order. The ruling came after Letendre's attorney argued that he had a constitutional right to possess firearms, claiming that he shouldn't be barred from accessing them merely because he's accused of a felony-level crime. The county's prosecutor, meanwhile, said he couldn't recall another felony suspect in Stafford County Superior Court being allowed to have a gun or ammunition while out on bail. Letendre, who cannot drink alcohol to excess or use controlled drugs under the bail order, must also arrange to be taken into custody by Dover police no later than December 30th. An investigation into Letendre started earlier this year when his 35-year-old estranged wife, Sarah, accused him of breaking several of her ribs during an incident at their Rollinsford home on July 10th. Sarah Letendre was initially charged with simple assault and other counts, but those allegations have since been dropped. Ronald Letendre has not been charged in the domestic violence investigation, according to the report. Months after his termination, Letendre was indicted by a grand jury for allegedly stealing drugs seized by Dover police at a home in September 2016. Letendre, who fought as a featherweight, lost his only professional MMA fight in 2013. Yeah, because it wasn't your wife, stupid. All right, so I put a poll out there. So this is the poll question. I'll give you guys the answer. A former police officer is out on bail while he awaits a trial on felony charges. A judge ruled they can have guns and ammo if they are related to work. So I can't put all the details, obviously, that we just covered because it's a poll question. So I asked, was the judge right? 66.7% said yes, he was right. He should be allowed to possess guns for work. 33.3% said no. This was Pip's blog. I believe Pip disagrees.
I did, because, first of all, it didn't make clear in the article, and I had to go back to another article, is that it wasn't for a job that he currently had. It's a job that he was applying for. And I just thought, you know, that's a little vague. It's not that he was working and it was something that he necessarily needed right now. I guess it was like a lot of police, when they retire and stuff, they go on to work security type of details and things because, you know, that's something that they're good at. But the thing is that the guy didn't already have the job. So it seemed like he was getting a special dispensation for something that wasn't even true at the moment, where other alleged felons, I mean, he was out on bail, so he wasn't allowed to overdrink or take any drugs. And so, but they're like, oh, but you can have guns because you might get a job where you need one.
You know, not
that
for nothing.
Right.
To interrupt for a second, but not for nothing. I don't want the guy securing my shit who's accused of stealing drugs from the police where he worked. That's just me. That's not my first choice as a security guy, you know.
Well, right. And that's what I got out of the story, too. The guy's an absolute piece of shit. So, really? You just in? Are you reading the story?
No!
Well, Joe is putting on his legal hat. You can hear Joe being the senior legal analyst on CNN after the show. He'll be on with Don Lemon giving his legal opinions on things. What a piece of shit this guy is!
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing.
The thing about it is, he goes, if he gets a job that will require him to carry a weapon, he would be okay to carry that weapon for that job. Nobody's gonna hire him. If you get a job where you need to have a weapon as part of that job, that's okay.
How about this? How about this, Joe? If you're up on felony charges, you can't apply for a job where you need a gun. You know what? You can go. You can go to Wegmans and be a fucking cashier.
That was a foot race because it was saying maybe you'd be the cart guy at Stop and Shop. So the judge to say that, I'm like, yeah, sure, if you get a job carrying a gun, but yeah, you can do that. You know, it's like, who the nobody's gonna hire this guy? So it's like, sure, you're having a gun, whatever you want to do. You know, so yeah, for the possibility of being hired in a position to carry a gun, you know, it's not even there.
I don't want even. You know what? I'm going to take back what we said. I don't want him even carrying my groceries. He's accused of breaking his wife's fucking ribs. And what if, God forbid, I buy a fucking pair? I buy some ribs because I want a barbecue. I might trigger this motherfucker, and he might beat the shit out of me. I don't want this.
Yeah. And then you're going to tell him where's my ribs, and then he's going to break your ribs and then smack you with your own egg.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's the thing is, what I said in my blog was that I didn't go like. Because he is charged, not convicted, I didn't go as far as, that's why I started laughing, because I was holding my punches. But Joe's just like, yeah, he's a piece of shit. And
which is odd. Which is so odd. Because usually Joe's very subtle with his takes. So that was very odd.
I'm very adamant. But, doing the show prep and reading it, it's like, get it, go. This guy's a piece of shit. He's never going to get a job where he has a gun. You know? So the judge can say anything he wants. Yeah.
Well, the argument against that...
The
argument against that is he's not been convicted of anything yet, and he does have a Second Amendment right. That's the argument against it. But, you know what? If I'm the judge... I don't want this guy fucking acting out. I don't want that on my hands. We've seen so many times where they go after exes and bad shit happens. If I'm the judge, I just gotta be like, listen, man, we're not just talking about stealing drugs here. I know there's an investigation going on whether you broke your ex-wife's ribs. I don't think so. You seem to be a little violent. You know, I hear the car wash is hiring.
But yeah, even in that case where he broke the ribs, you know. He never filed charges.
No, I don't know about that. No, that's wrong. There's an investigation. Charges have not been brought yet. So we don't know how that's going to turn out. The charges against her were dropped. So it was alleged that she hit him. Those charges were dropped. We don't know if he's going to be brought up on charges for her broken ribs. We don't know that yet. But you can't have this...
Because a lot of women go and start smacking up their ex-police officer MMA fighter husbands. Yeah, that's the way it usually goes.
Well, wait, hold on. In his defense, she's probably thinking I can take him. He had one MMA fight and he fucking got his ass kicked. I'm not that as scared.
Or she could be a fucking nutcase. She could be a nutcase, you don't know.
There's just too much here.
It's just a little vague, you know.
There's just too much. If I'm the judge, I'm going to be like, listen, you can appeal to it, but I'm not. You can appeal, but there's just too much here where I can't allow this particular guy that privilege. And he doesn't have, as Pip brought out, he doesn't have the job yet. We're not talking about somebody, well, now I'm costing him a job. No, he doesn't have the job yet, so I'm not really costing him anything. He can apply someplace else.
French Foreign Legion. I don't know who the hell's going to hire him.
No, I don't want
to. And I said in the blog that, you know, he also has to pass a security test for this, you know, job that he's trying to get. And it's like, they take a look and they go, wait a minute, you're on bail because you were fired for being a cop and you allegedly stole drugs and you broke department rules and you beat your wife? Yeah, come on in.
And also remember,
Joe Curry was right.
Remember also, the prosecution has also argued, like, this has never happened in this court before, where somebody was out on bail on felony charges where they were allowed to have a gun. So they're actually breaking precedent, it would appear. If that's the case, right. Why are you breaking precedent for this guy? It just seems like, now, I don't fault the people who took the poll, because they didn't have all the information that we have. Because it's a fucking poll, and I'm limited with what I can do. I can't put the whole story there. But knowing what we know, I think we all agree, the judge made the wrong decision with this guy. Too many things could go wrong. He's not really being cost anything because he's not holding a job right now. It was a lot easier to say no. That was the easier move.
He might have, I think the judge made the decision on the simple fact that he has not been convicted yet.
Yeah, that's what he did it on.
And due to all the circumstances and his background, him getting a job in a situation where you need to carry a gun due to what you would have to go through with the background checks before you were hired for that position, the proposition of him ever getting a job was slim to none. So I think on the odds of that, he figured, all right, I'll rule in law and I'll rule on probability.
Yeah, but I can't rely on that, because we hear of police who are fired for bad things, and they get hired by the police departments because they can't ask certain questions. So I don't really know what these background checks entail. The thing is, we all agree this particular guy at this time should not be walking around with guns. Now listen, if he's acquitted, all right, go get your gun. But at this particular time, we don't need, and you gotta go to court tomorrow anyway. I think the judge fucked up. So let's do some School of Fools. This is this next story is not easy to wrap your head around. It was kind of convoluted, so I went by. I broke it down when we get to the questions, but we'll try to make it clear.
Of fool.
All right, so I need the peeps to stay with me on this one, and then I'll break it down piece by piece. So public, you guys found it on Facebook now. You guys okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lisa says hi.
Hi, Lisa.
Lisa with one eye, not two.
You know, I don't give a shit if Lisa's a cyclops or a spider. I don't give a shit how many eyes they have. I say hello to all my Lisas. That's the type of guy I am.
I just want to make sure you know which Lisa I'm talking about, because we got two now.
But, Pip, I'm not. It's not like you say Lisa says hi, and I'm going to go, which one? Because if it's the other one, fuck her. I'm not going to do that.
I don't know.
No, I'm not going to do that. I assure you. I will not say fuck you to any of our Lisas, no matter how many eyes they have, no matter how many fingers and toes. I don't give a shit. Hello, all Lisas. Now I'm going to go on with the fucking story.
Lisa the Cyclops.
Lisa the Cyclops. Okay. And that was from Pip, so send her your letters. A publicly funded charter school in Nevada created a hostile environment for students by instructing them to associate aspects of their identity with oppression, a new lawsuit alleges. The suit was filed Tuesday by a high school senior at Democracy Prep at the Agassiz campus in Las Vegas, who claims he was forced to take the course titled Sociology of Change, motherfuckers, in order to graduate. William Clark, whose mother is black and deceased father was white, who doesn't get a name, I guess, in this story, claims he felt discriminated against and harassed by various aspects of the course. You're touching me. Including an alleged assertion that by not identifying with an oppressive group, students were exercising their privilege or underscoring their status as an oppressor. Clark and his mother, Gabriella, are seeking damages for severe mental and emotional distress, as well as allegedly, quote, permanent damages to his academic career. Rather than allowing William Clark to avoid the class or replace it with other alternatives, the school insisted he complete it, according to the complaint. Finish, bitch! One of the instructional slides included in the complaint lists dominant groups in American culture as white, male, middle upper class, heterosexual, and Protestant Christian, while everyone else is classified as submissives, because Joe's the dom, motherfuckers. Joe is the dom. Joe's the dom in this story, and the rest of us are the submissives. Joe has pointy stilettos on right now. You can't see him, but because he's the dom, that's what he has on. Catherine Bass.
I got one on?
Pointy stiletto heels, because you're the dom.
Because think the closest I ever had to that was Capizios. You ever wear Capizios back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, you that, break your ass in those fucking things.
Yeah, that's nowhere awesome. Near stiletto dominatrix heels. Nowhere near it. But okay.
Oh, bitches, I look like bitches, please.
Capizios and parachute pants. I look like a very clumsy leftover.
Yeah, well, Joe, nobody wants to be dominated by the guy in parachute pants and Capizios. No, yeah, you like these parachute pants, do you? Yeah, put your hands in all the pockets. All the pockets. Nobody wants to be dominated by that guy.
Back in the old
no, absolutely not. And I don't want to hear you guys talking about uncomfortable shoes.
Fair
as
enough.
As a vagina American in the room, I can tell you about uncomfortable shoes.
Well, I'll tell you this.
How the hell you women wear those things, those pumps? I'd be wearing flats if I was a girl.
Yeah, but then you'd never get
laid. You know what? I've moved on to flats. I will not do that anymore.
No, you know what?
I can't.
Yeah, now, all right, a quick. So obviously I have to talk about women's shoes very briefly, and then we must go on. We need the expert. If a woman can walk in heels, very sexy. Now, if you walk like a retarded pterodactyl in the heels, they're not sexy at all. I mean, if you can't stand your legs straight up and you look like you're going to tip over if I sneeze, that's not sexy at all. Then for God's sakes, wear flats. I mean, I can't be more clear with that shit. So, no, there is a place for sexy shoes. I'm all for it. You just got to be able to walk in them. That's all I'm saying.
I can run in heels. Am I going to anymore? No.
You have nowhere to go. You have nowhere to go. Why would you? Listen, I think you're completely naked from the bottom of the Zoom screen down. I'd be surprised if you're dressed. You have nowhere to go. And even if you did have someplace to go, you run perpetually late. So you can't be wearing heels if you're running late. So, yeah, really, you're not the epitome of Pip wants to get all gussied up. It's not happening anymore. And I don't blame you. Be comfortable. That's fine. I'm not shoe shaming you, but let's be honest, it's not a fair assessment. All right, let's move on. I hope I cleared that up for everybody. There's things that I know is in women's shoes is one of them. Anyway, Catherine Bass, Clark's teacher, who is named as a defendant in the suit, similarly associates elements of her own identity, like white, Irish, American citizen, with privilege. Others, like female and working class, are associated with an oppressive label. Meanwhile, she says she's both privileged and oppressive, so she can play any role in her identifying as bisexual and having a mental health disability. All right, let's just stop right there. I don't need my teacher telling me she's bisexual and is mentally ill. I don't need that from my little TMI, a little too much information. Why the? At what point do you go, you know, I guess that's where the mental health kicks in. I guess that, you go, because only somebody who's like mentally ill goes, I'm going to tell the kids I'm bisexual and I'm not all right in the head.
Yeah. Hi, I'm your teacher. I like to slobber on hoof and I'm out of my fucking nine.
Get
out your books.
What did you say? I like to slobber on hooves?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to slobber on the hoof. And I'm out of my mind. All right, let's go to page one.
Yeah, you know, I don't need that information from any of my teachers. But we'll move on.
No,
that's not the point of this story. But
no, it kind of is, because how are you supposed to learn?
And the funny thing is, it would be fucked up if you saw your teacher in real life. You know, like, you figure at the end of the day, they're put in like a closet at the school, and that's it. You know, you're
just
like a supermarket. Like, holy shit, you go to the supermarket? For the simple fact to tell, you know, for them to tell you they're bisexual and they have a couple of mental issues, you know.
It's way too much ammunition, number one. Number two, now I'm going to have visions in my head while you're talking about shit.
All right, let me move on. She's also allegedly addressed students as social justice warriors. Social justice warriors, taught students that black prejudice does not affect the rights of white people, and used a meme to argue reverse racism doesn't exist. The meme, which features cartoon characters SpongeBob SquarePants, I told you at the top of the show SpongeBob would be involved, and now here's the payoff, features cartoon character...
You kept your promise.
No, I do keep my promise. SpongeBob SquarePants and a rainbow is typically used online to convey ideas in a condescending manner. See? See, you think SpongeBob's your pal, but he's not. He's calling you stupid. Anyway, we'll move on. Clark and others in his class allegedly objected when they were taught those ideas, according to the complaint. The complaint, which was filed in the Nevada District Court, claims that Bass terminated class discussion amid a response to Clark's claim that everyone can be racist and that prejudice anywhere from anyone can harm others. And then she went down on her gal pal. For this protected speech and others like it, defendant...
Looks like a St. Bernard in a water dish. Yep.
But at least she had comfortable shoes on. Anyway.
Write that all down, Tip.
It's just like CNN, I tell you. Just like CNN. For this protected speech and others like it, defending Catherine Bass terminated class discussion immediately with the intent to chill and discourage future objections to defendants' sponsors' politicized ideology, the complaint reads. It also points out that although the school has encouraged other forms of dissent, like occupying a cafeteria, we just called it lunch in my day, but okay, the same privilege seemed to not extend to Clark. Besides Bass, which rhymes with ass, the lawsuit names other high-level officials whom they claim were involved in pushing the curriculum onto students. Clark's mother, Gabrielle, told Fox News that the instruction her son received created psychological distress for both of them. I was really worried about his physical safety, she said. Her son is generally regarded as white by his peers, according to the complaint, and has green eyes and blondish hair, like a little Nazi. Defendants who include a state... Defendants who include a state-funded and sponsored charter school, teachers and seniors administrators have deliberately created a hostile educational environment for plaintiff William Clark, who, unlike his classmates, appears to be and is regarded by his peers as white, the complaint reads. Defendants thus discriminate on the basis of race and color, in addition to sex, gender, and religion, in violations of Title VI and Title IX of the Education Amendment of 1972. Part of the suit entails Gabrielle Clark's claim that the instruction violated her rights as a parent and contradicted ideas she conveyed to her son about Christianity and family. A slide titled Institutions Plus Oppression lists certain institutions with apparent instruction about how they oppress others. Under family, the slide reads, reinforce racist homophobic prejudices. The description for religion similarly reads, homophobic prejudices and other right versus wrong judgment. Gabrielle told Fox News, I tried to instill in all of my children that you need to respect everyone and treat everyone the same and do what Martin Luther King said. You don't judge people on the color of their skin. You judge them on the content of their character. And oddly enough, I put that on Facebook several months ago, and I lost a black friend, and I was called racist. Whatever.
Well, yeah, and it's crazy. And but what this is, stop coughing. What this is, it's brainwashing. It's indoctrination.
Hold on. Let me get through it. Let me get through it.
I thought that was the end of the story.
No, but wait, there's more. There's so many layers to this. A spokesperson for Democracy Prep said the school hadn't been served with the lawsuit. Tuesday's was just the latest in a series of complaints raised throughout the country in which schools or government institutions came under fire for promoting ideas generally associated with critical race theory. The Clarks, however, appear to have brought the first and well-publicized suit of its nature. Leaked, racialized material previously streamed out of federal agencies, prompting the Trump administration to issue an executive order and ban trainings involving certain ideas about race and identity. Just before the election, Trump installed a commission he said was designed to promote patriotic education. Get your stars and stripes, bitches. Emmy Hart, an attorney who has conducted diversity training sessions for businesses and the federal government, told the Washington Post that it can improve morale, cooperation, and efficiency. If we're going to live up to this nation's promise, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. We have to see each other as human beings, and we have to do whatever it takes, including taking whatever classes make that possible, Hart told the Post. These classes have been very powerful in allowing people to do that, and we need them more than ever. There's a danger here. There's danger here. But some, like the president, have argued that these ideas, like these, actually are divisive by conflating individuals with the institutions or groups which they belong. The Clark's lawsuit also includes a claim that the school infringed on his privacy by requiring him to fill out a form identifying himself with certain identity categories. Bass's course appeared to extend beyond lessons about individual identity and encourage students to read facts through an ideological lens. One of the slides labeled institutional examples makes statements like, when a woman makes two-thirds of what a man makes at the same job, that's institutionalized sexism. Another reads, when psychiatric institutions and associations diagnose transgender people as having a mental disorder, that's institutionalized gender oppression and transphobia. Like I said, a lot here. Listen, I kind of like what this class could be. I just don't know if it should be taught in high school. This seems like more of a college-level course, and I don't think it should be a mandatory course. This seems like something that should be an elective, where you know you get the course, you know, you get the synopsis of what it's going to be, and you could sign up for it like as your sociology class, or you could take something else. I think they really made the mistake by forcing the students to do this, and by making not having a way out of it. And I just don't know if high school is the place for this level of class, because it really does involve critical thinking. Forget about all the ideology. Put all that aside. You're talking about some really heavy topics about oppression and whether that's inherent with institutions and race and religion and whether minorities can be racist. You're talking about a lot of heavy things that really involve sophisticated discussion. Now, unfortunately,
with that in mind, and I hate to interrupt you on that, but you've got some points on that, but it's labeling. You have to label yourself to that instead of a basic group discussion where you're free to make up your own mind and people to make up their mind about you in the course of the discussion.
I don't have a problem for the purposes of this course, you know, that being a requirement to label. But again, you should know that going in, and you shouldn't have to take the course. Like, I could see this being a fascinating and important class in college. I could see that college is the place for this. But you need a student, you need a teacher who doesn't chill the dialogue when she doesn't like where it's going. This teacher does not seem like the right teacher to do it. She is ill-equipped for this. Listen, could you possibly teach this in high school? Yes, you possibly could. But you need a very skilled teacher to do this. And this 22-year-old seems to be somewhat of a social justice warrior and doesn't want to hear what the students say. She doesn't have to agree with the students. But if you're going to teach a course like this, a theory course, the way to teach a theory course is you flush out all the theories, and then you get to decide what you think works right. Because that's the whole point in theory. Because theory is not rules.
Like I said, this course seems to me is something labeling. I think it's a theory agenda course. You know, and a lot of it here, I think, is absolute horse shit, you know?
But you know what? But maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But the problem is when you make it a requirement in a high school course and you don't have the proper teacher teaching it, you have a shit show. Like I said, I could see the value in this. I could see this being a very fascinating, very enlightening class. Because let's be honest, I would agree that if women are making 2/3 of what men do, that is institutional sexism.
Thank you very much. I didn't have to go flipping the page. On that, it could be, but it goes, well, and that's why. It would be better off, do you think it's fair that a woman is making a lot less than a man in the job? And why? Make it a discussion point, but don't, you know, just put a label on it. You know what I'm saying?
Or if you want to put the label on it, you go like this. I pose to you, class, that this is institutional sexism. What do you think? And here's why I think it is. But if you don't think it is, argue why it's not. And that's, again, this is college-level shit.
Instead of making the statement, okay, make it a question.
Listen, this is the type of course that I would have loved. Because I like to argue, I like to debate, I like to back shit up with facts.
But do you see on that point where they have it and they just label it that? Well, that's what it is.
Well, yeah, because I think this teacher is ill-equipped. I think it's a shit course.
But that's fine. But like I said, everything is just a label, and there you go. Instead of a discussion point.
That's what I said. Because when they brought up that they would try to have a discussion, she would chill the conversation. That's what I'm saying. She's a shit teacher. She's not right for this. This could be a very good course. You know what? And it's a course where it makes people uncomfortable. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with being uncomfortable while you learn. That's good. That's how you learn more. Again, this is college level shit. You know, this is how you broaden your mind. But you need the right teacher. You need the teacher that's willing to have pushback and willing to help be able to maintain the class while students are going at each other.
Bringing up the questions and leaving their personal agenda out of there and not label people. You know, sometimes you get a label, and sometimes you don't feel as fair. When I was at the School of Film and Television, excuse me, was when Bush was in office. And we had, during the break, we were talking about the election. And my the woman who I studied with goes, well, Joe, we know how you feel. I never said a word. I never, you know, expressed my opinion at a break or anything. So I kind of felt bad that I got labeled with that, because a lot of conservative thoughts that I could be associated with, and you guys know me, are true in some ways, but not true in others. Let you find out from me personally, experiencing that instead of a label put on.
Well, I think there's there's a difference between calling students social justice warriors, which I don't like, and them identifying how they identify, whether they be Caucasian or African American, middle class. I don't have a problem with them identifying who they are for the purposes of this class.
But let your opinions define you without this assigning a label to you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think the students determined what they were. The students said, "This is I'm middle class, I'm hetero." The students were responsible for that. So, what part of the complaint is that they feel this student was discriminated because he looks white, but now he had to identify as part African American, which put him under the gun. To which I would say, if he feels that he's being prejudiced against by other students because he's part African American, we have a bigger problem in this school than this fucking class.
And with anybody in that class, that these labels are prejudicing people due to this agenda. You know, have the discussion points and have your opinions during the discussion points label your character, you know, instead of having this assigned to you.
Well, like,
it's almost like, oh, well, you're black, you know, you probably are a crook or this, that. Oh, you're this, well, you're...
Well, I didn't see that. I didn't see that in here.
But it's almost in that vein, where you're making stereotypical assumptions about a label that this woman is trying to perpetuate on you.
No, I don't think that that's what it was doing. It was trying to point out the where, as far as privilege, you lie mm-hmm. currently.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't making assumptions about what kind of person each kind of person was. It was just saying, okay, you're this, that, and the other thing, and those things are all considered privilege classes right now. And, oh, you're this, that, and the other thing, and you're not considered.
Privilege nonsense is that, well, you're white and you're privileged. I'm busting my ass. I'm working two jobs. Jesus Christ, I hope I'm good next year.
That's not what privilege... Hold on. That's not what privilege means. Privilege means...
That's not what it means.
Privilege means, and I think we can all relate... What?
Hold on. We're all going to understand.
No, I'm trying to explain to you.
I understand.
I don't know if you do.
No, you don't.
Privilege,
you don't, privilege, what you just said.
Privilege does not mean you're not busting your ass. That's not what privilege means. Privilege means that if you walk into a store... And you're African American. Theirs are gonna have Joe. You can mock with your face, but
I am.
But
so
they're okay, Joe. Well, you know, whatever. I don't know what to tell for the listeners who do want to learn something. And we've talked about this on this show with minorities. Okay. They have a different experience than white people do. That's what privilege means. It doesn't mean you don't deserve what you have. It means you have a different experience. You're afforded, you know, more opportunities in some ways.
And that's what the class was about, too, is it was...
More bullshit labeling.
What?
More bullshit labeling.
Well, I think what they were trying to do is make people think about these projects. And I agree that this is really more of a college-level class, and that the kids should not have had this... For several different reasons, I don't think that this is something that was on their level, their ability to actually process. I think that the part that you were supposed to say, I'm this, that, and the other thing, well, you know, high school is really a tough landscape, and one of the things, for instance, is that they were asking them to put their sexuality. Some of them are not sure, and some of them, I'm sure that if they were gay or questioning or something, they don't want to like out themselves in this class.
They don't want a label assigned to them because they're still trying to figure stuff out.
Right. Or even if they have figured it out, perhaps they weren't. You know, I mean, it's not up to this class to out them.
Listen, you could tell this teacher's over her head when she wants to talk about reverse racism, and she's using a SpongeBob meme. I mean, this is a really heavy conversation, racism and reverse racism, whether it exists, you know, can people, it's a really heavy topic. Don't come at me with a fucking SpongeBob meme. You gotta give me more than this. We're gonna have to get down into that, because that's a conversation that could take days, and we could really learn from it, and you could learn from your classmates, and you could really open your mind. Don't fucking give me a meme.
One that she misused.
But that being said,
doesn't understand the tone behind it.
That being said, I don't know if I believe this student suffered severe mental and emotional distress as well as permanent damages to his academic career. I don't know if I'm buying that. I believe this class was a shit show. I believe this teacher was not equipped to teach this class.
I think what it was is that he's an African American person, and she tried to put him into a label, and it didn't. It was an outcry that it didn't fit him, and she couldn't deal with it.
No, he labeled himself as African American. He labeled himself, and then because of that, he felt threatened from classmates because all along they looked at him as white. Now, you can certainly make the argument that we shouldn't have to identify ourselves in a public way. As a matter of fact, when you fill out a lot of forms, you don't have to. You could just put other or leave it blank. You can make that argument, but what I'm saying is the bigger argument here is if he felt threatened because he identified as African American and he put that down, we got bigger issues at this fucking school. That's when we need to maybe have a fucking assembly or two. Because if the school is enlightened, for lack of a better word, it shouldn't matter what any of the students identify. Gay, straight, black, white, Asian, whatever. It shouldn't matter. But because high school is high school, which goes back to the point of this probably shouldn't be taught in high school, you know, it's just a shit show. I think they're overshooting on the lawsuit. I think they're overshooting on some of the damage they said, but I think the school made a horrible, horrible decision by allowing this particular class to be taught in this way by this teacher and making a requirement. I think their heart was in the right place, but if you're gonna do these things, listen, it's like brain surgery. You know, you know what? We're going to have to operate on the brain, but we don't have Ben Carson, who's a skilled brain surgeon, but we do have a podiatrist, and he's a doctor. Nay, nay. Nay, nay. I know technically you're both doctors. Give me the Ben Carson. This class needs somebody very, very skilled, somebody who can capture the student's imagination, somebody who can entertain differences of opinion and still get the class to a place where we're all a little better for it, for having that discussion. Whether you agree or not, you don't have to agree. You don't have to agree with me, the teacher, or anybody else, but you're going to look at different points of view. This teacher could not do it. This is an excellent class. Excellent class. Just not for high school, just not for a requirement. You know what? It could be an honors class. It could be an honors class, but then let's have an honors teacher. You could take honors classes in high school. This should not be a requirement for everybody, because not everybody's at the same place to discuss this. Some people never get to the place to have this type of conversation. This is heavy shit. And in high school, where everybody's judged and everybody's insecure, I could see it being a problem. I just think they overshot the moon a little bit. But whatever.
And with this particular teacher, because she's so telegraphing the right answers in her mind to the students already, it becomes an issue where the student might, because not all students are, oh God, my Zoom kicked off again,
yes,
but not all students are as self-assured or as argumentative as you would. I don't know what you were like in high school, Davin, but, you know, like,
handsome and popular. Handsome and popular.
But if you were like you are now, but say you were a high school kid, you would be able to come back and say, no, I don't agree with you, and here are my reasons why. But a lot of kids are not as secure about that, and because the teacher holds the grade over you, and, you know, the grades matter.
Yep.
For a lot of different reasons, because this person is the one that can subjectively decide whether you have the right answer or the wrong answer. If you feel that what they're teaching is you're not in lockstep with what they're teaching, you still have to play the game and pretend to be in lockstep with this type of teacher, or else your grade will be affected.
And that happens in college, too. We not every college professor is equipped to teach this type of class either. Now, I do think.
Well, I got one more thing to say on this. And basically, yeah, in lockstep, when they have a question, when one out of every four black young men is currently in jail or on parole or on probation, that's institutional racism. It should be, and they're just making it, well, that's what it is. What they should have is with one out of every four black young men currently in jail, what would, or parole or probation, what would be the instances that this would be, what would the instances be that this is occurring? And there's a whole debate that you can have. Racism, breakdown in the family unit, breakdown in teachers, in a school system such as New York that is so run by the unions that bad teachers are there for tenure. There's a whole discussion thing without saying, well, it's institutional racism. Well, slow down. Let's look at this. And that's my point, where it's making a statement, and there it is. It should not be that way.
Well, I think critical race theory has a place. I don't know. I can understand why a government would do it, like government jobs do it. But again, it has a place. It's very interesting. You just have to have the right teacher. It's just so much is involved with the right teacher. And this just seems like it was a complete fuck up. So, but all right. I blame the school, and I blame the teacher. But I think critical race theory is interesting. I think there are institutional things, and they're very interesting to look at. That's how you make change. But high school,
it's fine if it's phrased it from a question or an opinion.
Well, no, you could present things with facts.
Not an indoctrinary statement.
No, but no, you have to have facts. Like for instance, one in two black people brought up for selling a gram of cocaine wind up in jail. One in five white people selling a gram of cocaine wind up in jail. Why the difference? Then you could look at institutional racism.
Stop. Right. Now I'm in agreement with you. But if it's phrased the way it is here, well, this is institutional racism. Phrase it the way you did. And that's a perfectly interesting discussion.
Well, I mean, once again, I have many talents, and I guess teaching critical race theory is one of them.
But what I'm saying is that that's been my point through this whole thing. You know, if I'm going on to your side, well, it should be discussed. Yeah, but phrase it like that, where it's a discussion question. It's not an indoctrinary statement that you all have to sit and march in lockstep.
Well, we are, in this teacher's defense, we're only getting one side of the story. But the side that we're getting does not paint a good picture. All right, let's move on. Hey, look, I have two pips now. Two pips for the price of one. One is smug pip. We have smug pip and our lovable pip. Oh.
The first pip looks like you just did a very delicious cupcake.
No, that's a little smug. That's smuggy pip. That's smuggy pip. Like, I know better than you. That's smug pip. And then we have lovable pip. So we have two pips.
Oh, that's hysterical. Can we do this every week?
It's Smug Pip.
I do this every week.
She does.
It doubles me up for a while.
She does. Smug Pip.
Maybe I'll have a picture of me sleeping on my bed, and then the other one of me in debate on the show.
Yes.
We lost Smug Pip. All right.
Going to action.
All right, let's move on. Offensive words. A Words Matter task force at the IT department at the University of Michigan last week released a hefty list of terms it deems offensive, offered alternatives to be used instead. Among the list of offensive terms were picnic and brown bag. The list was intended to more effectively communicate with customers by using specific language that does not harm morale or inadvertently exclude people from feeling accepted to foment a healthy and inclusive culture. The task force that said using inclusive language is imperative to create a culture where everyone feels welcome, valued, and respected. For terms like men or man, the task force suggested a more neutral term like people or person, but what really stood out on this list of words were brown bag and picnic. As alternatives for these offensive words, the task force suggested lunch and learn for brown bag, a gathering for picnic. It wasn't immediately clear why brown bag would be offensive, you know. However, the reason the task force...
Sometimes you keep more liquor in that bag.
Sure.
You know.
The reason The reason the task force deemed picnic offensive might originate with claims on social media that the word, where I get all my information, social media, had its origins in the lynching of African Americans. Well, it's not going to be a picnic for that feller. Reuters reported in July that the term derives from the 17th century French word pique-nique, which is used to describe social gatherings in which attendees bring food or other items. The outlet concluded that its origins have nothing to do with racially motivated killings. All right. Here's some of these words. Let's, like we said, man. And listen, I think their heart is in the right place with some of this shit. I think some of it makes sense.
I think their ass is in their brain. I mean, you would never think in a million years that brown bag is offensive.
Well, hold on. No, like I said, some of these words. I think some of them make sense and are more inclusive, and then some of them you go, all right, you're just being an asshole. For instance, men, man, person, you know, instead person or wholly different word. Like, I sometimes think about it, like, when I go, you guys, and it's mixed company, we do that because it's lazy, and it's easy, and it's accepted. Would people get offended? Yeah, probably some people would get offended. It'd be better if I didn't say, you guys, or, you know, in mixed company. So I understand why if you're trying to make things better, it might be better to say people or peeps, like I did earlier. I get that.
Before you could use folks. I like
folks is good.
Crippled, weakened, or deteriorated. Well, that'll make them feel better.
Well, no, they're not talking about a person in that case.
No.
I think they're talking about, like, you know, because the computer went down, we were crippled. We couldn't do it. Well, but, yeah, it's probably not ideal. Blacklist or whitelist? Instead, allowed, prohibited, include, exclude, allow, deny. I guess. I never really thought as blacklist or whitelist as racist, but I don't know the origins of it, to be fair. Never thought about black and white thinking. Instead, binary thinking or all or nothing thinking. Again, I don't take that and think race. I just think of Crayola crayons. One's dark, one's light. I don't really look at race as that, as like one's good, one's bad.
Because for so many years, dark has always connotated or alluded to evil, you know, and white, the man in the white hat, has always been good. And so, you know, they're saying that, you know, for some people, I guess, they start to think, well, are people thinking because I'm a darker person I'm bad and white is good? And on some level, people do feel that way. I'm not the one to bring this up. What is his name? The guy who does the who always is watching basketball games, and he does a lot of black movies about race and
Spike Lee.
I'm sorry, what?
Spike Lee.
Spike Lee. Thank you. I mean, Spike Lee brought out as a theme in one of his movies, or more than one, that, you know, darker skinned people are even attacked or, you know, diminished by their lighter skin, people. And I was not aware that there was a pecking order within,
I was aware,
you know, people of color, but there is apparently. And so some people believe that categorizing things as black or white and saying that that means good or bad reflects on people as well.
All right. Brown bag, lunch alone. I never thought brown bag is racist. I don't.
Because it's not. It's ridiculous.
Crack the whip. Manage the effort closely. All right. You know what? Crack. I can see getting away with it. Crack the whip. Because that, I do think of slavery. I do think about that. It's like, you know what? I don't really use either one of those expressions, but I could understand if I was going to be part of this task force, where I could go, you know, we could do better than crack the whip. I get that, because that is not a pleasant.
I don't. If the boss has been a prick that day, God, he's been cracking the whip. I don't go, he was managing the effort closely. What a horse shit.
Well, maybe, you know, he was busting my balls. Nothing racist about that.
Well, it's against women.
Cracking the whip. Women
don't have balls.
Like a slave. They're cracking the whips.
All right.
They were squeezing my ovaries.
So instead of crazy, insane,
slaves, if they're working you like a slave, they're cracking the whips.
Instead of crazy or insane, we have outrageous, unthinkable, nonsensical, incomprehensible, ridiculous, egregious, and irrational. I get it. Crazy or insane is a derogatory term for people with mental illness, like the teacher in the last fucking story. I get it. Crippled, as Joe brought up, is weakened or deteriorated. Disabled, when referring to a system deactivated or broken. I thought disabled was an okay way to say things. I guess it's not now. I don't know.
stupid. It's disabled.
No. Disabled is now not the word. It's differently abled.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I mean, if my computer goes down and it's disabled, it doesn't instantly get better parking at the supermarket. That's worse.
All right.
There's a tower parked in the disabled. Well, it's disabled.
You know what? But that's the thing, is that language is fluid and things change. And as we, like, are becoming more inclusive to other people and stop going, you know, like pointing fingers at people and going, you're a cripple. You know, I mean, we all know that that feels bad to people who are disabled or now, as they're saying, differently abled. You know, it's like,
But you want to know something? It's like the way it's labeled. It's like, let's say, I feel crippled here with the car broken down. Like, sort of you in the wheelchair, you know? You wouldn't do it like that, you know?
No, but I guess they're just saying that, you know, now that we know better, we know that those kind of things do hurt people, do color people's perception of them.
No,
that
I think we can use better words. In a society that's afraid to say shit over words that have been used forever, and suddenly there's a problem.
Well, it's also, we become more sensitive to those kind of words when it's about us. I'm sure that my brother was not as sensitive to the word cripple until he lost his leg. Now, I think that when that word comes up, it's like a red letter word for him. I'm not saying that my brother's insensitive to people or language in general. I'm just saying that I know for a fact that in conversation...
But people would have enough common sense not to use the word around him in that way.
You know what, though? It's a slip of the tongue sometimes. You know, if he was at work and he had his prosthetic on under his pants and people didn't know, and they're like, it's crippled. It's jarring to hear those words when it's you.
That's why
it is.
I'll give you another example of two ways this can go. It's a little down the list, but it's honey, sweetheart, or sweetie, using the person's name. Now, look, if I'm on the phone with somebody, if I call customer service for something, and I just met the person and stuff like that, and I'm like, well, thank you, honey, or thank you, sweetheart, or thank you, sweetie, I don't have a relationship with that person to use that word. Now, if I'm at the day program and I'm on the phone with Brasscraft and it's the young lady that I've been speaking with for years and stuff like that, and I go, look, can that go today? And she's like, yeah, we'll definitely get it out. I just spoke to them; they're getting it through. I go, sweetie, thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's a different relationship. We're using that word. It's fine. It's a term that, you know, you're a friend. You just helped me out. So. For hard and fast rules to be put against some of these words is ridiculous.
All right. Well, that's why I always use sweet tits. Let's move on. Instead of dummy, placeholder, sample. All right, I get that. Gender neutral, he or she. Gender neutral, they, referring by name. Yeah, because you know what? I've made that mistake. I don't know what the fuck you are. I got to be honest with you. You look like a dude, but you might be a chick. Who the fuck knows what's going on?
I'll give you one, which is a common one. Miss or ma'am. When you go, excuse me, ma'am, can I get, you know, another cup of coffee? Oh, okay. Well, I feel weird when you call me ma'am, and I'm like, well, I feel old if I call you miss. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I've told you that. I've.
I don't know where to go with that.
When I've done comedy shows, I've had women complain when I call them ma'am. So I said, all right, I'll call you a whore, and that really clears up the situation very quickly. Because when I'm doing a show, I don't got time for your sensitivities when I'm doing a show. Or I'll call them like Patsy McTitties or something. You know,
But it's interesting with all these words that Mr. Man is a word that actually is a conundrum sometimes that they don't even mention.
No. It is. As a miss or ma'am, I mean, ma'am does make me feel older, but I realize that I am older.
Good girl.
And, you know, when people call me miss, I think in my head, they only knew how old I was.
Here, again, I'm going to clear it up.
Can't win.
I'm going to clear it up. I handled women's shoes before. I'm going to clear it up for the late. When you transition from miss to ma'am, ladies, take notes. Fellows, take notes. If the tits are still perky and they can still stand up without a bra, miss. Age is it does not matter. Age does not matter. If your tits are perky, you're a miss. If they start to droop and they need a little bit of help, like the wire under the underwire, you're a ma'am.
Bless you.
Bless you, Joe. That is how it works. Miss to ma'am. Young tits, miss. Old tits, ma'am. That's how we do it. So you
does it matter how many pencils you can hold underneath?
No, it has nothing. It has nothing to do with writing utensils. My way, you could be a miss.
Oh no, it does have to do with writing utensils.
I don't know, honey. When I see tits, I'm not putting pencils there. I'm putting my face in between them. What the fuck's wrong with you? I don't know. Dear, I love your tits. Can I get a number two pencil? Why are we taking a Scantron test?
Hold on. You called her honey. You have to say Pip according to this.
Now I know her well enough.
Now hold on a second. This is the test. If your tits are nice and perky, you should put this underneath, and it'll drop to the floor. But if you're old like me, there's a bit more to the challenge.
So what you're saying is you can put that stationery store that you just held out.
You can put all these under there, and they're not going anywhere. I guess I'm a ma'am.
You're a ma'am. But doesn't that make sense?
It totally does. I love that. That's the scenario. Yeah.
Well, this is what I'm going to do. Next time I go to a restaurant and I go, excuse me, ma'am. Well, I'd rather be called miss. Hold on. Let me get a pencil. Hang over the table.
Yes. Yes. Who's going to argue with you?
But I'm using your lunch.
Listen, if you have old tits, you're a ma'am. You could be 80 and have young tits. Those are the perks of having, you know, if you're 80 and have young tits, you could be missed till you die. If you're 15 and you got saggy knockers, I'm sorry, you're a ma'am. That's it. We move on.
After the pandemic is over, there probably will come a time when we have to have a meeting at a diner or a restaurant. And when that day comes, I'm watching him like a hawk when he calls the waitress. And if
we are bringing pencils.
That's fine.
Why do you have that pencil case with you? Shush.
One for notes and one for the...
No, you're getting it wrong. You're getting it wrong. I make the guess of what I think they are, and then if they give me shit for it, I explain. So
that's it.
As long as they don't give me shit, we're fine. But if you're going to fucking stop my conversation or stop what I'm doing for this fucking scenario, we're talking Hooters. That's just the way I roll.
Let me tell you something. If it's before the meal is out, I'm gonna do the same thing when I used to go out with my ex-sisters-in-law when they would drive the waiter nuts. I mean, we would go out, the three of them would drive the waiter nuts. And then the waiter would come up to me and go, and for you, sir? And I'm like, don't spit in it. Don't spit in my food. With them, I'm going to make this nice and simple. I want the pasta, this, that, okay? And I'm a Joe's friend. Don't spit my fucking food. I worked in a kitchen. I know the shit that goes on back there.
All right.
You're only too right.
I'm rigatoni and shrimp, okay? No spit.
Let's move
rigatoni
on.
Rigatoni knows to hold a spit.
Let's move on. Let's get through this. But I've now cleared up shoes and miss and ma'am for you. I really, you know. And to make Joe happy, for tits to use Donald Trump's tits. Those are saggy ma'am tits. You see, Joe? You happy? I wasn't going to do anything with Donald Trump, but then I made a metaphor for you.
You had to.
I wasn't going to, but for you, I did.
You're the gift that keeps on giving right through the holidays.
Sure. Put a pencil underneath those Trump tits. Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on. All right. Gender neutral he, she, grandfathered in, legacy status, legacies, exempted, excused. Okay, I mean, really? That seems a little picky, Yoon.
It is. It's grandfathered in. You know, it's like it's grandfathered legacies and exempted, excused. No, it's good. Well, why is that? I'll give you a perfect example. You know, where my old house, I was paying $15,000 in taxes. Two streets down, there was a house there that was built in the 1920s because if the house was built in the 20s, your taxes were like $5,000. Same thing. Why? Because it was grandfathered in. It's a legacy status. It makes sense.
All
grandfathered
right.
in makes more sense.
Gypped, which I don't understand. Instead, you should use defrauded, swindled, cheated, or ripped off. It's not like saying they jewed him down. I don't understand what's wrong with gypped, but maybe I'm not aware. That's
because gypsy is considered a slur.
That's where that comes from?
Yes.
Because the gypsies, yeah, the gypsies will get upset. It'll take time for them from going through your shit to steal. So they got to change that around.
Oh. Well, I was unaware, Cam.
You see gypsies, you watch your shit. Even now, and the gypsies will tell you, hey, you better watch your shit around this.
All right, I didn't know that came from gypsies. Now it makes sense. Handicapped, restricted. All right, I get it. Girl, gal, boy, guy, person, or use the person's name. I say motherfuckers. Whatever you need to do. Instead of guys, gals, everyone, folks. Yeah,
you know
I get
it. In that situation, if it's like a bunch of girls, you know, or you ladies or folks, you know, if it's you know, folks of that.
Yeah, that's good.
You don't have to use everybody's person. You know, it's good. Let's say we're obviously saying goodnight. Obviously, you're a woman. You're a man. Me, I'm a man. You know, it's like, all right, folks, have a great night. I'm not going to go, okay, Davin, okay, Pip. Have a great night. You know, okay, folks, have a great, you know, so this is kind of horse shit.
I do agree with you in the fact that, you know, when they're talking about using gendered words to talk to groups of people, when people get upset about you misuse their pronouns, unless you have the conversation with somebody with pronouns, but having asked that of somebody, it seems to me like I'm saying, you're obviously something different, so let me ask you what pronouns you like. I mean, it would never occur to me to ask Joe what his preferred pronouns are.
Just call them folks. All right, folks, have a good night. Folks is from the German word volks.
I'm solving problems tonight.
I'm a person.
People.
You're folks.
No. There are no need for words. If you're not sure, we all know how to do this. You do it with animals. You sex them. So you need to take this person, you need to put them on the back, and you need to see what they have going on between their legs. And then you call them by the pronoun that you see. You don't have to have the conversation. You just look where you are. You got
to make it quick, too, because usually the cops show up within 5 minutes.
I understand that.
You got to get that done before the cops get slapped on you.
But I don't have time for a conversation. I need to identify what you are. I don't give a shit about. Listen, if I don't know how you identify, then you're not that important to me. So let's just avoid that conversation. Let me just flip you over on your back, identify. All right, sir, ma'am, a little bit of both, whatever. We go on. You know.
That actually doesn't work.
It works fine. Listen, if I don't know how you identify, I don't care. Pip, if you told me you identify as a man, I know you long enough where if you identify as a man, you would have let me know that, so I will refer to you as a man because that's how you identify. If I just meet you and you look how you do and you identify as a guy, I don't give a shit. We're just two ships in the night. You're not that important.
But also there is a thing where you have somebody that looks androgynous. I was in Home Depot one day, and I go, excuse me, sir, and it turned out, I guess it was a woman. And then I'm like, oh, I felt bad, but I don't, you look like a man. You know what, why don't you have a program that I could pick up in the beginning, at the front of the store, right next to the flyer with fertilizer half off, and I could read this, and I'm walking around the store, I go, miss, you know,
Listen,
work with us here.
Saturday Night Live back in the 90s had a whole skit about that. It's Pat, played by Julia Sweeney. Listen,
this
is all about niceties. I understand that, but speed also matters. Speed, listen, if these are people I know, I've known Joe for years, and Joe all of a sudden tells me he wants to identify as a woman, okay, Joe's in my life, we'll call him Josephine or Joe, whatever the fuck he wants, I'm going to respect that because I'm not a douche. If I'm just trying to buy some fucking screwdrivers at Home Depot and I call him sir and he's like, I'm a man, fuck you. I don't care. You're just the person.
Like I said, I was of that contention as well. I mean, you look like a man. I'm in a hurry. I don't, you know, they were cool about it. They didn't say anything. But if they had a problem with it, I'd go, you want to know something? Then put a fucking pamphlet up by the front of the fucking store so I know the cast of characters in this place.
All right. I don't understand.
All right. Bill and Plumbing is actually Julie. I know that when I have to go get some plum shop risers. All right? I got that down. All right? Estelle and Lumber is actually Sam today. I know how to handle that when I'm picking up some Doug fur. And now Doug is Sue, so I know how to handle that. I mean, it's fucking getting crazy.
All right. I don't understand this one. Long time no see. I guess that's because of the blind. But instead they say, it's been a while, which I get, but I haven't seen you in ages. Well, if you're blind, you're still not going to see me. I don't understand who we're helping with, the long time no see. I don't get that one.
And you know what? Differently abled people understand turns of a phrase, and they do not have trouble with these phrases. So that's just dumb. There's so many things with, you know, I mean, every sitcom has had the, you know, there's the blind person and everybody saying, see you later. It's like, oh, crap. Or, you know, well, look at this. Oh, dip. They're turns of a phrase, and we use them all the time, and you can't just, like, change up your language on the fly because a person has a disability.
It doesn't work in normal conversation. Davin, you and I know that if you're at the club and you walk in, sometimes you'll work with people you haven't seen in a while, and you walk in and go, hey, long time no see. You don't go in and go, hey, it's been a while since we've conversed. I haven't seen you in ages. They look at you like you're fucking nuts.
Actually, what I do is I reach out my hands and I whack him with my cane. That's what I do. But that's just me. All right. So let's move.
Hey, long time no see. Don't do this old fucking
long-winded shit. All right. Low man on the totem pole. I get it. That's a problem. Last in the pecking order, the bottom of the heap, which is a little offensive to heaps, but I understand.
I don't understand that one.
Because you're dealing with natives, like whether they be Eskimos or Indians. Low man on
really?
The totem pole. Yeah, I guess.
Oh, low man on the totem pole, but
yeah.
Like
now. Now,
those. I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
An ex girlfriend I dated 30 years ago. God, time flies. Is very, very, very liberal, and she used to always scold me, especially with the comedy. Oh, they have to do spots. I go, I'm on the low person on the totem pole in your priorities. And then she would get mad when I go, I guess Guara is white. We go club, make drunk class. You stay here. Watch Golden Girls. Yeah.
she kind of missed up on that one, huh?
Well, they were drinking the fire water.
Don't get late anymore, so.
Yeah. You man on couch.
All right. Master slave instead of leader follower, primary replica, primary standby. Yeah, I get it. That's fine. Native, built in, innate. No.
No, I don't agree with the master slave, because basically if you're hooking up keyboards and stuff like that, you got a keyboards. I go, all right, this is the master. I'm running these MIDI as slaves on it. You don't sit there and go, well, this is the leader. And that,
no, I know you don't. I know you don't, but the argument is these are better words. Primary standby works just as well. Gets the same thing across. I get it. I mean, I'm not saying you have to do it, but I get what they were going for. Some of them, I don't get what they were going for. Like I said, native.
Right.
Native, built-in, innate. Native is not offensive to anybody.
No.
Off the reservation. Yeah, that could be a problem. Instead of outside the norms, rogue, break with the group, off on your own. I get it. Fine. I mean, whatever. I get it. If we're trying to be nicer, I get it. Picnic instead of gathering. You know what? If it's good enough for Yogi Bear, it's fucking good enough for you. Enough.
Yeah. Well, we got to watch what we're saying, boo-boo, or they'll get upset.
It's a little...
Oh, yeah, Yogi, we can't sit Indian style. Boo, think about what you're saying.
So now here's where we get the liberals attack other liberals, the fun part of the list. Preferred pronouns should just be pronouns. I thought preferred pronouns was the way to do this shit, but now that's no longer. Now we're just back to pronouns, which again brings me back to, I'm going to flip you upside down, and I'm going to figure this shit out on my own. I don't have time for these word games. I don't have time!
Well, I was always thought the difference between a noun and a pronoun was a pronoun got paid.
Yes, Joe. Thank you. Thanks for the dad joke, Joe. Privileged account, elevated account. Okay. Oh, all right. I don't know. I guess we're offending people of privilege now.
What's a privilege account? Something I don't have.
A sanity check. Something you don't have either. Instead of a sanity check, a quick check, a conference check, a coherence check. All right, I get.
Oh, that's crazy.
Well, that's what the. Oh, I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Oh, these things are driving me mental.
I get it. They're not making any change. This seems like busy work, this thing, but okay.
Yeah.
sold down the river. That could be a problem. Instead, betrayed or thrown under the bus. Wait a minute. Why do I want to offend bus drivers? That, why do I want to offend busing Americans? That seems a little wrong. I don't.
Running over innocent people. Yeah. I think we should all agree that fucked over should go in there.
There you go.
Fucked over work.
Yeah,
but now I'm now I'm offending people that fuck. I don't want to do that either. So I think betrayed's probably the best way to do it. Straw man. Well, are we insulting like scarecrows? Who the fuck are we insulting with the straw man?
I don't understand how that's a problem. Did they used to make people of straw and do bad things to them or something?
Maybe. That could be it. Instead, proposed conceptual design. That's not going to fly. Nobody's whipping that shit out. And the last one, uppity, instead of arrogant or conceited. Yeah. Our brothers and sisters of color do not like being called uppity. I get it. I get it. I get it.
You're getting uppity. I'm getting what yet?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you something. Women do not like being called uppity either.
Well, then stop being fucking uppity, and I won't call you uppity, stupid. See how that works?
How's that come?
Well, what was the one that? What do you say, Joe? Which one?
I said.
Guns. Oh yeah, yeah. No, I of the two, I definitely prefer uppity.
I might want to stick with uppity. Or you could be.
These are my only two choices.
Well, no. If I call you ma'am, don't get all uppity about it. Because then I'll just call you a cunt and walk away.
No, you know how many pencils I have to shove under there. Yeah, no.
I'll tell you what, Pip, it takes a forest in your case. It takes a fucking forest.
it takes an office supply.
That would be a good poll to take. Ladies, would you prefer to be called uppity or a cunt?
How about uppity cunt?
No, I know Pip would win.
You sleep.
And the first, and the women, fuck you, ass. You know, I don't know.
Well, this show is going to go long. Our last show is going to go long, but because for various reasons it went long, but we won't rehash shows. But we're going to skip the drunks in the news for the purpose of expediency. So we'll do drunks.
Okay. That long to me because I slept in.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that, Joe. But all right, so here's the story, and then Pip and Joe are going to play hackers. Do you guys have your shots ready?
No.
Go get your shot.
Yes.
Go get your Jack Daniels and your shot glass, and I'll read the story, and then I'll explain what you guys will be doing. So Dutch prosecutors have confirmed that Donald Trump's Twitter account was hacked in October despite denials from Washington and the company, but said the ethical hacker would not face charges. The hacker named Victor Gavers broke into Trump's account, @RealDonaldTrump, on October 16th by guessing the U.S. president's password, Dutch media reports said. Both the White House and Twitter strenuously denied the reports that the account had been hacked. Gavers 44 disclosed the hack immediately, saying the password he guessed was, I'm not going to tell you what it was, but it's pretty simple. That's why we're playing this game. It was pretty simple. The public prosecutor's office open bar ministry said, we believe the hacker has actually penetrated Trump's Twitter account, but has met the criteria that have been developed in case law to go free an ethical hacker. It added that hacking was a criminal offense in the Netherlands, but it said that special circumstances also refer to in practice responsible disclosure could stop prosecutors. So basically what happened was this guy, not only did he guess it in October, he also guessed it in 2016, which was a different one. So what this guy is saying is, and it's been proven, I guess, and actually it came out that the feds actually thanked him. The feds actually thanked this guy for revealing this. So so Donald Trump has such easy passwords that this guy guessed. The guy's like, you know, I didn't even have to go, like, they didn't even ask for, like, various security things. I was just able to guess Donald Trump's password twice. So we're going to start with the one from October. Now, remember, when doing passwords, punctuation matters. You want to include punctuation sometimes. Uppercase, lowercase, that matters. This guy guessed it so quickly. So you guys are going to guess what Donald Trump's password was in October. Again, the theory is, this was pretty easy, so you guys should not have to think that hard. That's the theory, and you will take a shot of your pickle juice or your Jack Daniels if you get it wrong. What are you confused about, Pip?
I'm just, okay, no, I got it.
And then if we get this one quickly, we'll do the one in 2016. If not, we'll just cut it. So we're not going to do this all night. But that's the theory. We're going to find out if Pip and Joe could be hackers of Donald Trump's Twitter password. Make sense? Seem pretty easy.
Okay.
Seem pretty easy? Pretty fun?
Yeah.
All right. Who would like to go first?
Well, wait a second now.
What?
Wait, if maybe we should both go and write it down and then, like, show our answer, because there's only one true answer, and so if the first person gets it right, we're both going to say what we think it is.
You're both going to say what you think it is.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm not a fucking expert. I'm telling you that this shit's easy. I'm telling you what to think of when you think of passwords. We've all made passwords. We all know what's involved. We all know punctuation, capitalization, numbers. We all know that shit's involved. And I'm telling you this shit was easy, and I'm telling you it's from October of this year.
I'm just desperate not to drink this pickle juice, so I'm...
So if you would like to write it down, you can write it down, but I trust you won't both guess the same thing. But you know what? If you want to write it down... Joe, do you want to write it down?
No.
All right.
All right. All right. So I go first?
You can go first.
All right. I think that his password would be all caps, and it would be Trump 2020.
All caps, Trump 2020. Have some pickle juice, dear.
That's not it?
That's not it, so you get to drink. Let's enjoy Pip drinking the pickle juice. I'll pretend it's a hairy cock. Gobble that shit down.
It smells so bad.
And she's choking like it came in her mouth, but you said you wouldn't. All right. Pip is violent. Now Joe's playing a different game. Joe's drinking things he likes. So,
yeah.
Joe, what is your guess?
Fake news.
Have a shot, Joe.
Yeah. Don't mind if I do.
All right, Pip. You're up.
All right. I think it's going to be MAGA 2020.
Again, though, remember, we're doing caps and punctuation, so you got to be specific with all this stuff.
All caps, MAGA 2020.
Have some pickle juice.
Oh, fuck.
No, that was not it either. Have some pickle juice.
Oh.
What flavor? Is it dill? Are you drinking dill pickle juice?
Dill.
Oh, dill. I told you, get the garlic. All right. The mount. Just all right. Chug it. Joe wants to keep losing so he can get drunk.
Oh, I can't. Oh.
Well. Have it, dear. Well, Pip is tilting back, taking it all in like the champ she is. I'll tell you what. Pip is taking it like a miss, not a ma'am, because a man would be more of a pro taking it back. Pip is fighting it. All right, Joe. Your guess. Your guess.
What was Pip's guess? The last one?
Pip, what was your guess the last one?
It was all caps MAGA 2020.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to say Trump 2020.
Have a shot, Joe.
Jesus Christ. I have to go again?
Hey, I was going to give you tasty treats. You wanted something repulsive.
No, you weren't giving me tasty treats. I was going to let you liquor, and I couldn't do that.
Well, that's not my fault. I'm sorry. All right, you're up, Pip.
I don't know if I can take another pickle juice.
Well, we're gonna do it until you vomit. Let's go, Pip.
No.
You've done enough nasty things at my house. Time to do something nasty at your house. Let's go.
All right. Because you asked me all caps or no caps, I'm going to say... Capital M, little AGA 2020.
I'm going to say have a shot.
Oh, fuck me.
No, I didn't say have a snot. I said have a shot.
Not a shot.
Oh. Needed to have a snot first.
All right, let's enjoy this. Pip looks repulsed. It's a sweaty cock coming out her mouth. She's taking a deep breath to her lips, kicking it back. There she is, all the way back. Looking to, I'll tell you what, she enjoyed licking Joe's foot more than that shot of pickle juice.
Yeah,
I would take your foot again any time over this. Oh,
all right, Hacker Joe, yeah. Hacker Joe, you're up.
Capital T R U N T 2020 apostrophe.
So the capital, the only thing capitalized is the T.
Yeah.
Have a shot, Joe.
Oh God. Joe, I was praying you got that.
All right, Pip, you're up.
Joe's going to be knee-walking drunk by the time we're done.
That's fine. Last show of the year.
And I'm going to be well-preserved.
That's fine. Last show of the year.
I don't know if I have that much more pickle juice.
Well, then you'll eat some pickles. You'll suck on a pickle. Well, we can get some tuna juice shots.
Oh, no, not mixed. Then I will puke all over my keyboard. And earlier today, I was eating cottage cheese.
Oh, good.
And I said, put that away because I know what's coming.
Yep.
And that will not mix.
All right.
Let's see. Could it... God, he's so about himself. It's got to be something to do with him. And he said it was easy.
Yeah, you guys are doing good. I mean, your guesses are good. You guys have the right idea.
And we did his name. We did his name both ways. We did MAGA. And, I mean, unless it was just his name, like, capitals, Donald J. Trump.
Is that what your guess is?
Yeah.
Have a shot.
Oh, shit.
All right, Joe, you're up.
Let me think. So what was the name? Capital...
Your last one was capital T, lowercase rump. And then some, I think, an apostrophe.
And, Pip, you said MAGA was all caps?
Yeah.
You can see the alcohol starting to kick in now. the thinking has gotten slower.
So be mag small, maybe small magna
magna
maga. I'm sorry, maga.
All right,
20. MAGA, and what did it have on MAGA 2020? An asshole, maybe, and an apostrophe?
Is that your guess? Lowercase MAGA, yeah. 2020 apostrophe?
Yeah.
Have a shot. We'll just go until Pip finishes the pickle juice. You can start to see Joe slow down, though. That's kind of fun. And Pip has had enough of this shit, like a man who goes more than 7 minutes. Like, I get it.
Yeah. Oh. It's not his name. It's not MAGA. It's not Trump 2020.
Actually, you don't know what it's not. It could be anything. It could be variations of those things. You don't know what it's
not. I know, but we did Trump all caps 2020.
Mm-hmm.
We did Trump with just capital T, ump,
mm-hmm.
rump 2020.
Mm-hmm.
We did MAGA all caps 2020.
But you're forgetting he also put punctuation in there. It's not just the words. Joe's actually thinking pretty smart, though. Like, if you're a hacker, you have to have these various things in your passwords.
Right.
Joe's actually thinking like a hacker.
I think he's not going to mix it up.
Okay.
Have like signs and stuff in it because that's not easy.
He's not a hashtag
right,
type of guy.
I'm going to go to MAGA 2020 exclamation point.
Okay, but you've not told me caps or not caps. You haven't told me anything.
All caps.
All caps.
MAGA 2020 exclamation point.
And I'm going to say have a shot.
Fuck!
And Joe is up.
Oh, no.
Our hackers are suffering. Joe is up. He's looking around the room.
Because he's trying to decide where, if he knows where he is at this point. All right, bottoms up.
All right, let's
capital T, T R U M P T E N C E 2020 apostrophe.
Have a shot. I think Joe's having a better time with this game.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And you know what?
We gotta wrap this up because it's getting late. I gotta be at work at 6 a.m. So we get another couple of guesses.
All right, two more guesses each. Then we'll take our last break and do a quick scammers. Two more guesses each.
I'm out of juice.
Last guess each. All right, Pip.
How about all caps Trump 2020 exclamation point?
Have a shot.
Fuck is this password?
Pretty easy. All right. All right, Joe, your
easy
last...
for you to say.
Yeah, well, all right, Joe, your last guess.
How about COVID, all caps?
COVID. No, I don't think he could even spell COVID. That's not even a good guess, because he would have called it China virus. So no, have a shot. All right.
I will
tell you. Very, very close. MAGA, lowercase, 2020, exclamation point. Pip was right. No, you did not. You said apostrophe. And Pip went with the caps. You guys were right there.
We were close. Oh, my God, we were so close.
But it's easy. It's ridiculously easy for that to be his Twitter password.
That is ridiculously easy.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Oh my God!
I wasn't being malicious with it. I wasn't like it wasn't like trickery. And his, you guys want to take one guess with no punishment for what his 2016 was?
Oh,
no punishment.
It was probably MAGA's 2016 exclamation point.
Good guess. Incorrect.
The same thing.
No, it was you're fired. All lowercase.
No.
There you go.
You're fired.
So, all right. You guys enjoy?
Yeah. My favorite drink.
It was a fun little time.
That sucked.
I don't know, but it was easy. It wasn't ridiculously hard.
Now here's the deal. In about another month, we're gonna have to do Biden's password, and in the honor of Biden, we're gonna have to do a. Each do a sip of warm cocoa.
Thank you.
Sounds delicious. All right. We're going to do a quick scamming scammers last break, last segment of